Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 22. Mm. 22 weeks? Almost end of January? It's 2014. Can't believe we've been doing this long. We've been together a while.
Too long.
It's just beginning.
I want a divorce.
Way too long.
It's just beginning. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yeah.
Andrew Conway.
That is correct.
And Gadiel Khan.
Yes, it is.
Couple of them have some McDonald's. They're enjoying their breakfast and lunch. Gotti, you forgot.
Hungry. Not for long. McDonald's.
You forgot your. You forgot they were serving breakfast now.
I was totally thinking of that movie, Big Daddy,
with Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, since it's our 22 podcasts, we're very happy.
Are we happy?
We're 22 weeks old. We're gonna do
freaking adorable,
our top three or worst three television endings to a series, worst TV endings.
We probably have a lot of the same ones because yes,
probably. But I'm sure we have a few worse ones. But I'll start out. I have four. I'll do one runner up. My runner up is Sopranos. Did not like how that ended.
What?
I just thought the whole them being in the diner with the Journey song, Don't Stop Believing, Fade to Black, was terrible.
Stupid.
Just, to such a good show, it just really, what was the point? Just, they didn't know how to end it. They should have ended it like a scene or two beforehand, and not with that. My third one was, my number three worst TV ending is Roseanne. It was such a downer.
Yeah.
And it was like a cop out too. It was like, man, they won the lottery. Spoiler. And then they were living high life for like a season or two. And then at the end, Dan really died from that heart attack.
And they didn't win the lottery.
And they didn't win the lottery. So she's just alone. What?
That's pretty sad.
That's how you end a sitcom? Really?
Yeah.
For Roseanne, yes.
It's ridiculous. My number two was Big Love from HBO. Mm. Big Love was such a good show, man. That last season really phoned it in. And spoiler alert again, they just killed off Bill Paxton's character for no reason. It was really bad.
He was one of the best.
He died?
One of the best like characters on TV. Yeah.
And my number one is Seinfeld, just because great show, but what a dumb last episode.
That's my number one too.
Seinfeld, you can still talk about it, but yeah. that's Seinfeld.
The damn song became more famous than the ending. Like, that's sad.
Well, it was just kind of like they were all in jail.
Yeah.
And then just like, let's talk about what happened. And you're just like, geez, that's just what a way to go out. So those are my top three plus the runner up. Adam, what's yours?
My runner-up was also Sopranos.
And what did you like about it? Did you like dislike the same way I did?
It just didn't give us an ending. It just faded to black.
It is just like the family was sitting there like, is there people going to come kill them? Or
the room was filled with either real like living people or some dead characters. And that was the cool bit about it. And it was set in the 50s, which is when he was a kid. And I totally thought it was him being shot.
Well, because you get the people walking in. You think
Yeah. You don't see them. You hear them. And then you go to fade to black because he got shot in the back of the head.
Yeah.
But
and it's a total mob hit. And I think it does fit it. That's why it was an honorable mention for me as well.
But I also think like that Soprano, like Gandolfini, Tony got shot though earlier in the show, like by his uncle.
Yeah, but that was random. It wasn't like he was insane at that point, his uncle.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a hit.
I don't know.
I don't have as big a problem with the Sopranos ending because I think it's a hit.
Oh, I do, just because it was just a great show, and then they really.
But how did you want it to end? Like, is the family just
like a scene, or like a scene or two beforehand? I can't remember when. Like was it?
Well, I don't know.
Or something like that.
See, I don't know what to expect for an ending, but I guess that wasn't it. So that was basically. But you know, up until that, it's still
it's one of the best series of all time.
It is a great series,
hands down.
Then my number three is probably gonna be on Anderson's also is the ending for Dinosaurs.
They kill them all!
It is!
Son of a bitch!
That's on my list.
He causes the extinction of the dinosaurs.
Let me just... I mean, it was a smart thing, but it was such
a... Let me preface this by saying it's a true story. It happened. It needed to happen. They did all die in real life.
But why?
It was a kids show. So a lot of kids watching that are like, not the mama.
Not the mama. Come on.
Kids watching that are just confused.
Again! What just happened here?
I mean, it was a dark ending to a family show.
It was dark.
Oh my God.
It had a lot of good episodes that, you know, dealt with humanity more than anything else. Like, I remember the food chain episode where he gets eaten by the larger monster after he eats the tinier one.
It's not the worst one, but it is a
downer.
It's
sad, though. It's a downer. It's like, I really want them to remake this and bring it back.
They'll do it with CG and not puppets, unfortunately.
The puppets were so good, though.
They were. All right.
Number two, Lost.
I disagree.
Worst ending ever.
I enjoyed it. So
I enjoyed it too. Andrew, high
five. I wanted
them
to get back to real life and get back to civilization.
They,
I did not want
in
them to
the end
be
of
fucking
season two, Lindelof and Coos came out and said they're not doing Purgatory.
Right.
To end the show on Purgatory is a complete cop-out, and they both have come out and said so. If they say they knew they screwed up, I don't know how the hell y'all thought it was a good damn movie.
I enjoyed it. I liked it.
I enjoyed everything but Purgatory.
Exactly.
I loved the two guys that were.
I enjoyed the elements. Exactly.
Love that.
I was excited at the beginning of the last season when they got back. I like the whole thing with
Hugo and. Yeah.
The show has much more than just it there in
Purgatory. And Ben, that was a whole great little side.
Yeah, Ben not knowing if he's in hell or heaven or something.
Yeah.
But see, I gotta stay out of here a little longer.
Yeah.
I kind of, but you know, it wasn't really purgatory because they all took their own time to get there. It's up for debate.
So kumbaya BS though.
Yeah.
Why did they go on the island then?
I loved it, man.
And why did it have?
It nullifies the whole point of them there being something behind
another
all
life,
of
brother.
It happening. It was just they
it's
were
another
purgatory.
Life, brother.
Whose purgatory is it?
Jack's.
Why Jack?
Yeah,
he wasn't even a main.
He
part
was the
of
main
Luke.
Character.
Yeah, only because he took the lead in that. Locke was probably a more dynamic character, had a lot
but
more life-changing thing.
So then why have him even
so
go back
I
to
hated
the
that. That was the thing I hate about the series. They killed him, like, when they reveal, oh, he's actually, he's
so
dead.
Convoluted.
I was so mad.
I totally agree.
They've died so much, they don't, like, they're
oh, so
dead.
Bad, Locke was dead. I was like, Locke's dead? Oh.
But, they killed Charlie. I was out of this
game. Charlie was probably the best moment. That was my, you know, yeah.
Totally agree. Worst ending to a series.
Brother.
That's the second worst.
Second, what's
second
worst?
Going to Adam.
Seinfeld is number one.
Oh.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
Yeah,
Seinfeld.
It was just the worst way
that's
to end the show.
That's my number one also.
Like, it was so good up until then, you know, have them just in jail together. And then just basically it's like a clips episode for the last one. You know, they brought back every single person like ever on the show for it. It was just...
it was pretty bad.
It was just placating to everybody.
Felt like a Christmas
you know,
special.
Yeah, but they did kind of redeem themselves when they had the Seinfeld technically continuing on
Curb
because that was
yeah,
one
that
of the
was
best episodes ever.
But they never explained how they got out of.
No. Well, because they were probably in jail for it was like a year, right? They were supposed to be in there for a year
because the Good Samaritan law. Look at the beating that bad.
That's how that's one tiny jail cell.
Seriously, in New York.
Yeah.
So it was a small town. Remember, their plane crashed in some small town, and then the town had that weird Good Samaritan law that if you see something happening, you have to help, or you can get thrown in jail. And they recorded it, but they helped the guy.
The
like,
show
this is going to be funny.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
You can go rewatch any episode over and over again, except for that last episode.
Yeah, I don't think they air that episode that often because, yeah, no one's
seen it. Yeah, it's never on
They
there.
Never air that one or the Puerto Rican Day episode,
I liked,
which is hilarious.
I didn't like the whole episode in a whole, but I did like, you know, how they sort of came back around, like, oh, we already talked about that. That was a great little snippet in the jail, but the whole episode on a whole was just blah.
So, Seinfeld for both of ours. Let's see if Andrew can keep the streak going. Worst TV innings, Andrew.
Oh. Well, you
it's
guys...
Mama.
I already mentioned several of mine, but
there's not that many, I guess.
Well, just not that many worse. That I'm really
we'll probably do best at some point in time.
Yeah, but so the two that I have that are on my list that you guys have not mentioned yet, I actually had Roseanne and Dinosaurs on mine, but those were both runner ups because they were really sad endings for me.
Yeah.
But, number three would have been X-Files. Well, that was something I had watched and enjoyed. It came out so strong. It was so great for the first four or five seasons, and then it sort of just started teetering off at the end. David Duchovny was only in a handful of the last episodes of the season. And it just left a lot of people with no closure and way too many answers, like too many questions, not enough answers.
Which I'm okay with. However, the last like three seasons of X-Files were it was like back then when they didn't know what to end the show. But nowadays they're like, we're going to do four seasons of like 10 episodes each, and it's over.
It was making money for Fox, and they're like, keep it coming.
And that's not the way to do it. And they've learned their lessons.
Oh, they did. Yeah. And they try to redeem themselves. They had a few movies.
They're making a third one.
So
the movies haven't been bad. Though.
They have. Yeah, the second one was terrible. The second one was pretty bad. First one was pretty good. So Chris Carter was the he's trying to redeem himself for the last few seasons of X-Files. But yeah, definitely didn't do anything for me. It was definitely one of the worst.
I would agree.
Worst endings. Yeah. And then my number two was a show called Alias.
Ooh. Yeah, Alias. So it's the same way with
Alias. Well,
with X-Files, the last season was really bad. Ridiculous.
Well, a lot of things. Alias started so strong, and it was a great premise with Sydney. And it was sort of grounded at first, and then all of a sudden,
there's just too much going on.
All of a sudden, this is one of J.J. Abrams where he sort of broke out, and it started out like a girl that thought she was in the FBI. It turns out she wasn't. Sort of a spy thriller. Then all of a sudden, it started adding more and more mysticism to it. And by the last season, it's just like full blown craziness. Sloan, who is her evil boss, turns out he was hunting these Rimbaldi objects to try to figure out how to become immortal.
Yeah,
and and the fact that the last season ended up having to be condensed, the last few episodes had so much information in it, you just couldn't keep up, and it just was a complete letdown.
Bradley Cooper was in that show.
Oh, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Garner, and
Alias and the poorly, unfortunately.
It did. And it just, a lot of the reveals, because it was so good the way that he had set up the season, it was great because he had left each episode almost with cliffhangers. And it was a great, that he's one of the first people to sort of start doing that again.
It was good, yeah.
And it was such a great idea. But at the end, the last few episodes, he didn't have that luxury because he had to just squeeze in so much information that it fell flat, and it just was really disappointing. And like I'm sure a lot of fans just turned off by it by then. And then my number one was Seinfeld as well.
Three in a row, Seinfeld. Yeah. There we go.
Seinfeld, yeah.
All right.
Such greatness, and it just sucks. It ended on a...
Just terrible.
Ended on a terrible two-parter episode.
Well, that's three in a row. Gotti, can you keep up with us?
I'll definitely go ahead and break the suspense and say Seinfeld is the worst.
All right, so four in a row, Seinfeld, worst ending to a TV show.
I do want to bring up one that I was really sad that really sucked, and then I want to bring up another one we've already talked about. But I held through the entire 8 seasons of Dexter to find out that he was an effing lumberjack somewhere in the mountains of nowhereness.
He prepared for the next series.
And he gave his child away to a hot chick, but still.
So...
Total effing B.
I'll say this about Dexter.
They
want to
do spin-off with him as a lumberjack.
I'll say this about Dexter. No. It was the last season. Last season was good. However, it was kind of... I think that show also went on too long.
Yeah.
And where could they go with it? Like, I don't think anybody really want to see Dexter caught. However, it's like, okay, he's going out into the hurricane. He's dead, but no, he's not. He's assumed a different life, like Bryan Cranston did sort of thing in Breaking Bad, where he moved to the mountains.
Yeah, but Cranston had his success moment. Dexter went away because he was doing it to save his kid.
Yeah.
And I totally get that, but I also think that's a total cop-out.
I think the worst... I don't think it's a cop-out. I like that he's still out there killing. However, I think the worst part of the ending was them killing Deborah, his sister.
I wanted her to die, but not by him.
I did not want her to die. And that sucks that she died.
Well, she deserved to die because she shot...
LaGuardia?
LaGuardia.
Fuck LaGuardia.
I think...
She does.
Yeah, LaGuardia identifies the people, though, with, like, real cops. Like, even though she was a total bitch and she changed bitch and she changed things. Like, she did do a lot of bad things. She was the right cause of him needing to be caught at some point. He has to be known and found out. So to kill her, I think Deborah, that was the moment where, okay, Deborah's going to die.
I didn't want it to happen, but oh well.
But yeah, I was really just torn up. I didn't like him being his little lumberjack. I wanted him to go to South America if I wanted anything.
Yeah, and I
or to die. I'd rather have him sacrifice himself somehow to save his kid. But I totally think that the show, if you want it to end properly, it needs to end with Lithgow. It needs to either end with him killing him in the end, or
but
Lithgow
died,
killing
you know,
his wife. Yeah.
And
you end it with the wife's murder. And
that would have been
the
nice
ultimate end to a show. Because him with the baby and the blood was the best scene ever.
That would have been a great season to actually end it on, I think.
Yeah. Because it was haunted.
After that season, I pretty much stopped watching.
I mean, I liked the Edward James Olmos and the Colin Hanks
the same
thing.
Level,
but
though.
It wasn't the same level, yeah. Lithgow's Trinity Killer was pretty awesome.
Yeah. But, I mean, back to Lost, because I think Lost is the most debated one.
Well, Lost I would say Lost was like the start of a new TV generation, getting people into TV and like that sci-fi
totally.
Aspect of it. And so many people were tuned in and got people online talking about it. And to have that cliched, it's all a dream ending.
It angered people.
It angered people because, I mean, there were tons of online communities that talked about every episode, like, what's the meaning, what's the meaning, what's the meaning.
See, but the question I've got is, no one ever says Lost went on too long. Now, for some shows like Dexter, it went on too long. Lost could have gone on for another 2-3 seasons if they wanted. The studio decided that the numbers were going down, so we're going to give you an end date.
Yeah,
the moment they did that, the show took a real dive in what they could do with this wild, huge world they created. They had to start just cutting off limbs. And the last two seasons showed it. And I think that's why they introduced the two element characters as like this is the end all be all, but we have to have something else with all our characters, and that's where Purgatory came back in. I think that was their big fault, was they couldn't get around how do we get all our characters back.
Well, Abrams said in an interview, I want to say it was on Howard Stern, that he knew how it was going to end, but they had an ending, but they didn't.
Not at all. They'd argued back and forth, and Coos to this day still says that he never wanted to end it that way. Like, him and Damon fought all the time, and they, you know, Lindelof wanted to go one way, Coos wanted to go one way, Abrams obviously wanted to go a different way. I mean, I'm not taking away anything from the series. I think it's one of the greatest shows of all time, but boy, it just pissed me off that it was Purgatory, because I was one of those guys online reading all the conspiracy crap.
Me too.
Like, that stuff was fascinating, and there's so much link back to history with the names, and every character is connected to someone famous, and their dates of birth, and everything about it, and none of that ever got resolved.
Yeah.
And no one can still tell me, what is the island? It's not the Purgatory they are on at the end. The island itself is something different, and it never got explained. And no damn polar bear was ever explained, other than some chick found a polar bear.
Everyone made it to Purgatory too, because like Michael didn't make it because his soul was stuck on the island.
But wasn't the polar bear in the comic book that Michael was reading?
Yes, and they found the polar bear.
That there was testing, and the polar bears were part of the testing.
And
the spoke. It was on that second island that they had.
Yeah, but it doesn't explain the island.
I don't think it explains. Why did Titus Bedether become the smoke monster?
Yeah, like none of that got answered.
So it seems like Seinfeld and Lost are some of the...
Seinfeld's the worst ending ever.
Yeah, but Lost is very...
Where did Alice and Janie come from?
But those are our worst TV endings. Please look us up on Facebook and let us know what the worst TV endings are for you. And let us know if we're wrong or right.
Not the mama.
No, not the mama.